Interview: The Tradition of Afternoon Tea.
Good afternoon, listeners. I am sitting in the park room of the Grosvenor House Hotel in London. The time is now 3 o'clock and it's tea time. Sitting next to me is tea expert Eileen Donaghy. We are going to talk about the tradition of afternoon tea. Welcome to the programme, Eileen.
Thank you.
Tell us, Eileen, how did you become an afternoon tea expert?
It started off as a hobby, really. I used to go and try different locations for afternoon tea, and then I would post reviews of my afternoons on Instagram. But then 2 years ago, I did some qualifications and further research into the history of tea, and now I'm a tea specialist.
Afternoon tea is really important to the Brits, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is a tradition that goes back to the year 1840, and it was introduced by Anna, the wife of the 7th Duke of Bedford.
Could you please tell our listeners what afternoon tea is? I'm not sure everyone knows.
Certainly. Afternoon tea is a meal that is best taken between 3 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It consists of sandwiches, scones and cakes, and, of course, either a cup or a pot of tea.
What makes afternoon tea special?
Well, it is not something you would do every day. And it's also the atmosphere. It's very relaxed.
Is afternoon tea still popular today?
Yes, very. Most hotels and also high-end department stores offer afternoon tea. Afternoon tea is popular for birthdays or for parties for new babies. Tourists love afternoon tea too.
Where would you take someone for a posh cream tea?
I like this hotel, the Grosvenor House Hotel. It's very traditional, with white tablecloths and smart waiters. There's a piano player here every afternoon. That's lovely.
And how much does afternoon tea cost?
That depends on where you go, of course. At a department store, it will cost around £12. But here, at the Grosvenor, it costs around £70 with a glass of sparkling wine.
What is your favourite sandwich?
I love the coronation chicken sandwiches here. They're so simple, but quite delicious. Here, try this one.
Oh, thank you. And do you have any other advice for our listeners?
There's a dress code for many hotel tea rooms. Women will be expected to wear smart shoes. You can't wear jeans or sportswear. And here at the Grosvenor House Hotel, men must wear a jacket and tie.
Ah, that's good to know. Anything else?
Don't leave your phone on the table. Take your pictures at the start, then sit and enjoy your meal.
Right, Eileen, shall we get started on the scones? We'll be back after the news.